What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, happy to welcome you back to the show here at the Hurricane Hotline as we come to you tonight from the Watsco Center. We've got Hurricane basketball coming up in a matter of moments, Miami and Syracuse, tip off at 7 o'clock. But we continue talking University of Miami baseball. We've got opening night coming up on Friday, Canes and Niagara. And a big part of this year's team, Max Galvin, joining us. And Max, thanks for being with us. Welcome to the Hurricanes. How excited are you to get the season underway here on Friday night?
I'm super excited. Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're kind of familiar with the University of Miami. It'll be your first game, but you played junior college ball down here at Miami-Dade. So did that make you a little more familiar with the University of Miami?
Absolutely, it did. I remember coming to these games at the Light and cheering on the Hurricanes when I was at Miami-Dade, and it's a dream come true to be here.
You went on to Oklahoma State, then transferred to the University of Miami. Why was this a good move for you coming to the University of Miami?
You know, the opportunity was there, and Miami has always been my dream school. And, my family recently moved to Coral Gables, and so they get to come and watch me play every week. And I have a really good relationship with the coaching staff. JD has been amazing to me. And the history of this program goes back a long time, and being able to represent that, it means a lot.
You also, Max, according to your coach, J.D. Arteaga, just told us, you're going to have the big assignment of hitting behind Daniel Cuvée. And he said, so far, that looks great. You know they're going to try to pitch around Cuvée during the course of the year. What do you think about that responsibility? How will you handle hitting behind him?
No, I love it. I love it. Come right at me. Like, I love it. If they pitch around Cuvée, that just puts a guy on base for me.
What about your teammates this year? What's it been like for you getting ready? We've had fall ball, winter ball now, and what do you see in your team?
You know, it's a really unique team just because there's so many new guys, and it's a really like a melting pot, and we all get along great, and we work our asses off every single day.
Tell us about your experience in the Northwoods League last summer, which you tore up.
Yeah, it was the best summer ball experience that I've ever had. The city of Wausau was great to me. Corey Thompson, who's the pitching coach at Kaiser, was our head coach up there, and it was outstanding. I loved it up there. I did pretty well.
Yeah. I guess you did. You killed it, right? You hit like 344 and you had like a million RBIs.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah.
Do you think that experience, having that experience, how much has that carried over for you with the University of Miami?
Yeah. You know, it meant the world because I really figured out how to play every day and to stay healthy and, you know, make small adjustments from each and every game and each at bat, you know, just whether it was swing adjustments or approach adjustments, like you really learn a lot about yourself whenever you play 70 games in a row.
Max Galvin, University of Miami, is our guest here. Canes open up Friday night against Niagara. Hey, just what about opening night? What do you think? You've probably been a part of so many opening days, from Little League to high school to junior college. What do you think makes opening night special for you?
For me, it's just the start of something really big here at the University of Miami. Last year was a down year, but this year we've reloaded. And, we're coming after everybody in the ACC and in college baseball.
Yeah. You embrace those expectations, right? University of Miami has the great history and tradition, and with that comes big, big expectations.
Absolutely. I wouldn't want to have it any other way. Yeah. That's the standard here.
You went to Oklahoma State. That's in the Big 12. But now you're going to be in the ACC. What are your thoughts being in this conference? Great baseball in this conference and the competition. How much are you looking forward to that?
Oh my gosh. Big 12 baseball is really good, no doubt, but ACC is just another level. I think it's a level up. And so to be able to play with and against the best competition means everything to me.
Yeah. I was going to say, is baseball baseball, or do you think there's a difference in the regions in which you play? In the ACC, more up along the coast and southern, the Big 12, obviously that conference has expanded, but do you think there's a style difference between conferences?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely there is. And especially here in Miami, it's definitely a different style of baseball, just because it's different people, different cultures.
Yeah. In a couple of weeks, won't be long, one of your big non-conference series will be the Florida Gators. You know how we feel about the Gators down here, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know that's an important series, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You played your high school ball at IMG, so you understand what this state is, how this state is built in terms of college baseball.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And this is one of the biggest rivalries, in the country. It's them and Florida State, are two biggest rivals. And, that's the one that we've circled.
Talk to us a little bit about your approach at the plate. I mentioned that you were a guy that knocked in a lot of runs in the summer. Maybe take us through your approach and what makes you such a good hitter.
Yeah, it depends on the pitcher. If he's a sinker baller or, if he's a ride guy, it kind of just depends. And on, the certain situations, because most of the time, if there's a guy on base or in scoring position, then they really don't want to, miss high or leave something over the plate. And so, it changes from pitcher to pitcher, but mostly if there's no one on base, I just look for a pitch to drive in the gaps.
Yeah. You know that this ballpark, the ball carries pretty well, right?
Yeah, I learned that this fall and early this spring. I love it.
Yeah. Max Galvin's been our guest. Before I let you go, Nick Roberts going to get the honors on opening night. He's a big, tall pitcher. What are your thoughts about him as the Friday night starter on opening night?
Nick Roberts, he's the man. I think he's been really dominant this fall and early this spring in honor squads. And I have full faith in him, and he's going to go out there and dominate.
I have to ask one more thing. You're listed at 6'2", 205, which is great size for a baseball player. That being said, if I look at your roster, and if there's one thing that JD and Laz Gutierrez, one change they made on this roster, you're 6'2", 205, but you got probably about another eight guys that are taller than you are, that are 6'5", 6'6". This is a big baseball team.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're big and we're physical. I think a lot of us have gained a lot of muscle mass too, just because of Nick Soto, our new strength coach. Personally, I've gained around 12 pounds of muscle, and I walk around the our locker room and I feel kind of small sometimes standing next to people like Nick Robert and Reese Lumpkin.
Yeah. We're going to call you guys the Lumberjacks. You've been a great guest. Thanks for joining us here. Your first year with University of Miami Baseball. We'll be watching, and the very best of luck, especially on opening weekend against Niagara. Thanks for being with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
All right. That's we'll take care of our show. Basketball is coming up. Thanks to Max Galvin for joining us and J.D. Arteaga. Stay tuned. Hurricanes and Syracuse basketball coming up next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.